Hey, it's Juliana and Chris here again.
Hello, everybody.
We're a married couple, and every day over lunch, we discuss the topics of the world, and right now we're doing part two of Los Angeles versus the South. So, the first thing is, let's talk about parking.
Yes.
Parking in the South is very different from parking in L.A., because in L.A., there's all these signs, and it's almost like a rubric that you have to follow, and it's very, very strict, and it's expensive, and then parking in the South is what?
Unbelievably easy. I mean, wherever you want to go, you are like, hey, look at that amazing, like, driving along the water in LA. You have to make a reservation like a half hour away to park somewhere, mm-hmm. and then get a shuttle,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to wear like a suit and tie, mm-hmm. and then here it's like, look at that amazing beach, let's just park there. Mm-hmm. Okay, where's the meter? There's no meter. And yeah. You can park right next to the beach.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And I figured out that, you know, like, there's a reason that everyone in the South has pickup trucks, because you can park anywhere in a pickup truck. That grassy bog, like, you'll just see people parked in the grassy bog.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You can park anywhere. You can park anywhere for free, and you can, like, bring everything you own with you, and you can pick up stuff, and yeah. I mean, I think that's another thing with out here is, like, I mean, this is probably a no-brainer, but there's a lot of trucks out here.
Yeah, I love it.
Way, way more than L.A. L.A. is like, you know, Priuses and, you know, BMWs
and Mercedes. All that. When you go to L.A., you're like, this is every exotic car I've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and they love their cars in L.A. It's a big part of their identity. But I think it's a big part of their identity out here. It's just like,
it's a different identity.
If you're less than a midsize SUV, you will be shamed out here.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, like, don't even think about, like, a sedan or a freaking subcompact. No way.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know if I've seen a subcompact out here. Or, you know, what's that little Italian car that was in the movie? It was very small. And they make an electric one now.
I
haven't seen a single one of those out in L.A. Right. They're very popular.
Oh, Mini Coopers.
Mini Coopers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If you had a Mini Cooper out here, I don't know what would happen to you.
Yeah.
You'd be shunned.
You could run over.
Okay, so.
They would throw it in the back of a pickup truck, basically.
totally. They would sneer. Okay, so the other thing is the local news in the South versus the local news in L.A.
You do local news in L.A.
Okay, I'll do local news in L.A. Okay, L.A. local news is like...
You turn on the TV and you're watching the news, and this is what you hear in L.A.
A man pulled out a flamethrower at a gas station and incinerated five gas station pumps, and people ran for miles, and the whole city block was shut down.
That's right.
Okay, now you do the South, the local news in the South.
Today, a area local rabbit hutch was missing a rabbit. News at 11.
So true.
It is. I mean, I love it too, because it's like, oh, it's news, but it's not really that important, you know. But it's
in LA, the local news is so dramatic, and you can't even believe,
it's so,
like,
harsh.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like people being blown up and. You know, just like all kinds of weird stuff.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but it's so true. And in L.A., it's like four girls went to the local bar and they got their cell phones stolen. It's a crime syndicate.
Yeah.
At Harry's O Pub.
Yeah. The hours at Harry's O Pub have gone down. People are not happy. You know, like it's like, that's new. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and then another thing, and we'll wrap up with this, is that how people talk in L.A. versus the South. I did not know until I got here that people in L.A. always say, like, if they like something, they're like, it was amazing, it was awesome, it was out of this world, it was extraordinary, it moved me, it touched me, like, it changed my life. And in the South,
it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I liked it.
I liked it. It was good.
What do you think of that restaurant? I liked it.
It was good.
It's good.
I think
you should go there.
Yeah.
But in L.A., what did you think of that restaurant?
Oh, changed my life.
My palate has been forever touched.
I saw God when I ate. They love the dramatic
Everything
out there.
Everything is over the top in L.A., and it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. But out here, it's like, it was good.
If someone says it was good and they liked it, that means it was incredible.
You should run.
It's L.A. incredible.
You should run to that restaurant if they say that.
So we have more, you guys, because we're finding that there's a lot to mine here.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about, guys, especially over lunch. You know, you get more energy when you eat.
Yeah.
You want to talk. So have a great day. Enjoy your lunch.
We'll check you out tomorrow.
Bye.